Our assignment for this week is to bring a verse about the second coming of Christ, and I got a couple verses here out of Matthew 25, verse 1 through 13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the prudent answered, "No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." That's an example of how we need to be. We need to be wise and prepare, because we don't know when he's coming, and we need to make sure that we're ready.
I got Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 through 14. But when the king came in to see the guest, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen." And I think that kind of goes along with what David has said before. If we're living selfishly here on earth, or not getting along with others, how are we going to get along in heaven? And so we just need to always be wearing our wedding clothes and be part of the kingdom now, so we'll be ready when Christ returns.
I got Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 28. "And there will be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distresses of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." And right now is a time when there is a lot of perplexity and people's hearts failing them because of fear of things that may or may not happen, and we don't need to be caught up in all that, and because it should be, Jesus' return will be a time of rejoicing for those who follow him.
I found two verses here in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord." I thought that those verses really give us something to look forward to, and just kind of shows us a picture of, you know, how that day might be.
I got a couple verses in Mark 13. "And Jesus began to say to them, 'See to it that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will mislead many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be frightened. Those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nations will rise up against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will also be famines, and these things are merely the beginning of the birth of pangs." And then it also says, "What I say to you, I say to all. Be on the alert." So we need to be faithful with right now so that we're ready when he comes.
I got a verse here, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. And Jesus already came, gave us his warning, and told us that God knows, God's the only one that knows when he's going to send Jesus the second time, and we need to be ready because we're not going to have another warning. It's going to be real quick.
Matthew 25:31. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne.
Last part of Luke 18:8. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
Revelations 19:11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.